KC2 PET, this is K2PCB. Or, oh my goodness, is it KE2 PD2 GD2? Oh my goodness, what is it again, Brad? Yeah. Okay, so I can hear this pretty good on my end, and I can hear the echo back, so that should be sounding good. I'm actually talking through my PC right now, so that should not be too bad.
K2PCB, KE2GDQ. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ.
KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET.
KC2PET, this is KE2GDQ. Go ahead.
Well, good evening to you, Brad. Sounds like you got your radio problems fixed, I hope.
It would appear that way.
Well, that's good. I know we tried to get it fixed, resolved yesterday, but seems like it went back to its old settings. So, well, that's good to get it going for you. Hopefully we can all talk tomorrow.
So how is it sounding for him there, Ross? Is it sounding as good as it did before?
Yeah, it sounds pretty clear, and you sound pretty clear right now. I'm coming in through Echolink.
Oh, that's a good test, because that's the connection method that Jeff was having a little trouble with. Okay, so the only thing we have left to do is to save that to a memory. And for that, we'll just press the function button, and followed by MW for memory write. And I believe after you hit that, you'll dial to the channel, which would be 0, and then press the memory write button a second time, and that should save it. And we could do a power cycle to make sure that works.
KC2PET, KE2GDQ.
Go ahead, Brad. KC2PET.
Well, it sounds like with Travis's help, we got this back to working.
Yeah, did you hear his last message? He wanted you to write that channel to a memory channel. I think I'll let you and Travis talk it over.
Can you go ahead and repeat that again, Ross? I missed it.
I was saying Travis had wanted you to write that all the settings that you have now in the VFO. If you didn't, write that to memory. I don't know if you heard his message.
Yeah, it's written to memory now.
So I guess the last thing that you could possibly do, if you indeed wanted to, was to restore that alpha tagging that seemed to have gotten lost, which isn't that hard to do. And I guess I don't need to keep translating, but so Ross hears what I'm saying. I'm glancing at a PDF version of your manual. It looks like it's on page 30 if you have the same rev. So you go to the memory channel that you want to set it, select the alpha tab. I guess I have to back up here, but yeah, it should be in the manual on if you wanted to rename that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that difficult. K2PCB.
You want to just hang on the line?
Yeah, let's just start right here. I can already hear my echo back. So, Ross, it sounds like we are successful. This is K2PCB with KE2GDQ.
Oh, good. I'm glad I got things all straightened out with him. I know he's getting frustrated for a while, but hopefully he takes this as a good learning experience and it'll make his things a little easier in the future when he gets a different radio.
Yeah, definitely a learning experience, Ross. Definitely a learning experience.
Okay, Brad, I threw caution to the wind and let the landline go. It sounds like we have been successful in this programming endeavor.
Yes, I think we are, and without your help, I don't think I'd have been able to do it. I wasn't going deep enough into the menus and not necessarily knowing which way to get things set. you know, the tone or the DCS. I think I was screwing things up there.
And that's quite all right. Yeah, and I don't think that manual was well written as well. It was funny because I was kind of giggling there before making a comment, because when it tells you to get into that set mode, and I'm like, well, how do you do that? And then I looked in the manual. It was actually further on in the manual where it told you how to do that. So especially these days when, you know, we joke about that stuff at work too. You know, they try to keep these procedures down to one or two pages, or the fewest number of pages, because people are going to print them. Well, nobody prints things anymore. They're on a PC screen. So give them all the information they need on that screen in front of them at one time. If you're going to repeat it again on the next page, who cares? Just have it right there for them. And, yeah, so I'm not going to rewrite their manual for them, but we know in the back of our minds, you know, how they can make it better. But I'm glad you were successful, and it should make our morning commute that much more enjoyable.
Oh, yes, definitely. It'll yeah, the last couple of days have been kind of a little frustrating for me. I think tomorrow morning will be a lot better.
You have to figure out why my volume's so low on my machine here. Maybe I'm not mixing the audio like I should. Everything looks to be at the peak. Maybe I just need to turn it up a little bit more. But here on the PC, everything seems a little bit quiet. I can see the VU meter of my voice. I could be even coming close to clipping here. Hopefully I'm sounding good going out. But anyway, hopefully the homecoming parade went well. I didn't hear all the sirens and everything, Ross.
We try to keep the sirens on the down low. It obviously hurts the kids' little ears. They are very, very loud and could damage their hearing. So we don't blow them really during the parades, especially when their head's like right level with the siren in the bumper. That's very, very loud.
Yeah, that reminds me. It's been a couple of years since we've been out to one of those firemen's parades that they have in the village of Lancaster. Everyone's all lit up, and there's no holding back on the horns during one of those parades. I don't know if you've been out to one of those, Brad. They're pretty cool, but I know they've been either it's been pretty cold or it's been in conflict with some other event that we've had going on these past couple of years.
Yeah, I've stayed away from some of those parades, partly because the sirens are so loud and I'm trying to protect what little hearing I have left. Sometimes they do get really loud. I mean, rightly so, they have to be, for the siren has to be loud what it's supposed to do. But sometimes it's a lot during a parade.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I am going to step away here, and you know me, I turn into a pumpkin after 8 o'clock. So I'm going to start winding down. And tomorrow's Friday, and I'm excited for the weekend. So I'm going to get some good rest going into the weekend. But I'll be up bright and early to catch you guys in the morning. This is a K2PCB. I'll listen out for any finals unless you guys are going to continue on chatting.
All right, Travis, sounds good. I'll talk to you in the morning. Thank you for helping Brad. So it's always helped to have Elmer doing that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'll listen out for Brad. If not, I will talk to you guys both in the morning.
73 is KC2DDQ, KE2DDQ, clear for tonight.
73 is everybody. KC2PET.